Yep, if my math is correct, I believe this is the 18th season he's been our guest, running the numbers, breaking down the games, just enjoying this time of year on Twitter. The handle's at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how the heck are you and the family doing down there in the 305?
We're good. We're good. I think, you know, I saw you liked one of the posts. My youngest is... She got the lead in Mystic Pizza. They turned it into a musical. Julia Roberts, her breakthrough movie. And my daughter's actually playing her sister, the role of Kat in New York. So her career is off to a nice start at the age of 23 years old. And she might be off the payroll in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, the role she's playing, played by Annabelle Gish. I mean, Mystic Pizza is kind
Annabeth
of
Gish.
Oh, Annabeth, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Made the same mistake, and my daughter corrected me.
Well, she's your daughter. She's going to be correcting you no matter who's paying her time.
Right, yeah.
So, no, that's awesome. You know, as a native New Yorker, I love the theater. The pictures look awesome, and the proud papa for sure.
Right. Thanks, God. She looks like Mama.
Nice. All right. Let's get to some games here. Yeah. Off another big season, picking them. I know you're off to a great start. And, of course, Lee's segment here. We talk about the big games. But these are not necessarily the ones he picks for his clients. We'll get to that. Again, ParamountSports.com. Ohio State at the Horseshoe for Notre Dame. Wild. It's just the sixth time I think they've ever met. New coach for the Irish, but the fifth-ranked Golden Domers, pretty big 17-point road dog. What's your play here?
So I like Marcus Freeman. I think he's a really good fit at Notre Dame, and he's recruiting extremely well. I think they hit the home run, but right now he just doesn't have the players. He doesn't have the quarterback. Doesn't have the defense, doesn't have the team speed, and that's what Ohio State's all about with their quarterback, C.J. Stroud. If he's not the best, he's 1A or the second best, and then they might have the best receiver, best receiving core, might have two of the top 15 running backs in the country. Their defense has, you know, been pedestrian, but they were really beaten up. The last four games in the bowl game, they were starting a fullback at linebacker, converted fullback, so... they should be improved there. Jim Knowles comes over from Oklahoma State, former defensive coordinator there. And what was Jim Knowles' last game before he came over to Ohio State? Well, they faced Notre Dame. Gets to face them twice in a row. I think that's an advantage. And Notre Dame 0-7 the last 10 times they played a top 10 ranked team here. This is my woodshed game here. Ohio State 48-20.
All right, you got to love a woodshed game.
Yep.
Utah under Kyle Whittingham.
It's better than a wood chipper, right?
Yeah. Kyle Whittingham under with Utah, man. I mean, they become a player in this league. They're the defending champs, great defense, Cam Rising at quarterback, play Florida for just the second time in history. My favorite tidbit, the last time they played, the receivers for the Gators, Wes Chandler and Chris Collinsworth.
Wow.
Florida's got a new coach from Louisiana, but the Utes laying two in the swamp. How do you see this one?
Did you see the team picture yet for Florida?
I did not.
It looks like, I think they've got like 50 coaches. I've never seen so many coaches in my life. So they had to build an extra wing because they didn't have enough room to house them all. So, they're doing a good job recruiting. The kids that they got coming in next year, it looks like, they're going to have a top five recruiting class, but they're not there yet. And I love Anthony Richardson, 6'5 quarterback that's passing is greatly improved and can run like a gazelle. I mean, he can turn a broken play into an 80, 90-yard touchdown run. But outside of Richardson at quarterback and a couple DBs, I just don't think they have a ton of talent yet on the team here. Also, practicing at elevation, I think, is going to help Utah here. A lot of teams go into the swamp, and it is muggy there, and it'll be in the high 80s, low 90s. But practicing at elevation, and it's been in like the low to mid 90s, even up until this week in Salt Lake City. So I think that should negate some of that advantage here. And unless Anthony Richardson throws for 300-plus yards and maybe runs for close to 100, I can't see the Gators winning. I like the Utes 31-23.
All righty, we continue. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, back to the Pacific Northwest. A year ago, it was the horror against Montana for Washington. First, they fired their offensive coordinator. Then they got a new coach. Kalen DeBoer comes in. Kind of a passing game guru, gets Michael Penix. They reunite from their Indiana year together. They have the golden flash of Kent State in. They're a 22-point favorite. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I think it was a good move to bring in DeBoer. What were your thoughts on the hire?
Well, we saw him with Jake Haener game one last year with Fresno State, and he'll get a hell of a lot more out of the talent on offense than Jimmy Lake did. That's what I thought,
yeah. Strong offensive pedigree. New starting quarterback Michael Penix Jr., who was not good last year, but before that, and actually his first year as a freshman under DeBoer as the offensive coordinator, they finished second in the conference in passing yards. So I think the wide receivers look improved. I mean, they couldn't get any separation. They couldn't catch the ball last year. They'll be much better. Kent State finished 121st last year in points per game allowed. And on offense, Kent returns only one offensive line starter and a new quarterback. I think the Huskies make a statement here, 45-14.
All right. And more importantly, Softy will be off to a better spot and a more sane spot.
Well, he was suicidal last year.
I know.
Sounds like you were really worried about him, huh?
Actually, I kind of was. He might be a nut, but he's a really nice guy. So.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Pac-12 After Dark, take us to Corvallis. I really have become an admirer of Jonathan Smith. I mean, he took over a dumpster fire. They don't recruit like the big programs. He's accumulated talent, coached them up. I haven't seen this much optimism around this program since late in the Mike Riley era. They host Boise State, OSU, a field goal home chalk. What gives to the North?
So the Beavers, I've studied this team, and it seems like they obviously do their best work when they can run the football. They ran for 5.3 yards per carry last year en route to the 7-6 season. But they lost their star running back, B.J. Baylor. And Boise State returns all four starting defensive linemen. So I think they'll be much improved there. I just doubt Chance Nolan can carry this team. I think it's time for Hank Bachmeier to step up and deliver. Seems like he's been around 7-8 years. He needs to put this team on his back. And they need to give the ball to Alani more. Sometimes he'll rip off a couple nice runs. And they won't go to him for like 4 or 5 straight snaps. I just don't understand it. So here's a crazy thing. We used to always think of Boise being a great home team, not a good road team. But the visitor is an astounding 42-14 against the spread the last 56 in Bronco games. Boise plays better on the road. I think the wrong team's favored. I like Boise 30-24.
Wow, that's an astounding number.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you remember before that? You know, like 8, 10, 12 years ago, they were almost unbeatable at home. Now, they can't do anything at home and are great on the road.
Yeah, the Smurf Turf was Fort Never Lose. Lastly, I mean, what are the odds that the national champs defensive coordinator is the new head coach at the team they're opening up against? Two programs, by the way, last time they met was 1977. Oregon, Georgia, in Atlanta, that Bulldog defense took a hit. The NFL, Oregon's defense was just bad last year. Probably Bo Nix at quarterback. But, wow, UGA laying 17. What are you looking for in this one?
So I think Lanning's knowledge of and familiarity with this team, this can't be ignored. I mean, he knows the schemes. He knows the personnel. What is Georgia going to do? Are they going to change everything for one game? I don't think so. I think what they're going to do is they're just going to change their audibles. And, you know, I don't know, you know, how people are saying Georgia's the third best team in the country. I'm not so sure. So you look at the losses on defense, lost 8 out of 11 starters. I think only maybe like an Alabama can reload after those kind of losses on one side of the ball. It might take Georgia 2 years. And then Stetson Bennett. You know, he's okay. He needs a great supporting cast. They have a great tight end unit. They have three tight ends that can start for almost anyone. But I just think the dream season is going to only happen once. I don't think he can carry this team. He can score. They can probably score 35, 40 points against a lot of teams here. But this Oregon team returns eight starters from last year's offense. Add in Bo Nix. And how about this fact? They return all five offensive line starters. It's happened 33 times a team has returned all five starters from one year to the next. First game of the season, 26-7 against the spread. They went into Ohio State and won, and they were not intimidated. I don't think they're going to be intimidated here. I think that Georgia probably is the better team and might pull away late and win something like 31-21, but I'm grabbing all the points you can here. I wouldn't be shocked if this game goes right down to the wire. I like the Ducks.
All righty. Yeah. Folks, as I've mentioned, Lee and I have a ball talking football. Who's the chalk, the dog, focus on the Ducks, Pac-12, big national games. But when that bell sounds for real, it's about picking winners for his clients. Game of the week, Washington State laying 28 against Idaho. Lee, let the folks know how to get that one, plus all you at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Yeah, you want to get the game for free. I got a real strong opinion on this game. Just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. And what a start we are off to. 17-4 since the first preseason Hall of Fame game. 3-0 last night. 17-4 gets you make a lot of scratch. So we're seeing things really clearly to start off the season. You want to hop on board. Got all the different specials. You can join us for a month. The season, baseball's red hot. We're over 35 games above 500. And UFC, I don't think there's anyone better. How about this card? Five selections, including a bonus selection, just $25. Check it all out. Love to have you aboard for the ride. ParamountSports.com.
Just getting started, Lee. Always look forward to it, my friend. Always fun. Be well, and look forward to talking next week.
Okay. See you, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.